Chapter 4. Back in 1928, Walter P. Chrysler introduced his newest car, the De Soto. It was named for the Spanish conquistador, Hernando de Soto. It was la-dee-da-dee-da. In the first 12 months of production, De Soto set a record. 81,065 cars, more than Pontiac, more than Buick, more than Graham Page. You weren't anybody unless you had a De Soto. Nowadays, there are only a few De Sotos in existence. Some of them are parked in forgotten garages, waiting for their drivers to remember them. Some of them have been lovingly restored, and their owners proudly show them off in 4th of July parades and things like that. Most of them, sadly, have been relegated to junkyards or left to rust in overgrown pastures. All in all, they're hard to find. But one of them, a 1949 Sportsman, has been sitting atop a little knoll along the banks of the Bayou Tortorelle for more than 60 years, looking out over the water. And in all that time, the old Sportsman has not budged, not an inch to the east, not an inch to the west. Its once shiny green paint has turned into a veneer of dusty red rust, and its hood ornament, a bust of the old explorer Hernando de Soto, stares straight ahead. For many years, the car sat there all sealed up and empty, sinking into the damp red dirt a little bit more each year. And at the same time, the prodigious vines and ferns that thrived in the boggy swamp crept up its sides and top until it was pretty much completely hidden. Lots of critters walked right by it. Some even walked over it and did not even notice it. The dusty red rust with its flecks of green paint was so close to the color of the dirt and the vines that it became camouflaged. Even human types who paddled their puros up the Bayou Tortorelle missed it entirely. If you did happen to stumble upon it and looked at it head on, you might think that it was just a ghost of a car and that your eyes were playing tricks on you. A car, after all, is meant to move, not hide all alone beneath the dirt and shrubs. And the sad truth is that it could have just slid right into the bayou of its own accord. That's how lonely it was, and it might have. It came close a few times, except for the raccoons. Raccoons can make a cozy nest just about anywhere.